Stories of Resilience offers a glimpse into the projects served by GPCOG Resilience Corps Fellows and how they are helping to build more resilient communities in the greater Portland region. I'm Katie Murphy, the Events and Communications Fellow, and today I'm speaking with Yuna Huang about her service with Casco Bay Lines and what it means to be a health ambassador. Hi Yuna, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty good, thanks. So if you could just state your title and your full name.
My name is Yuna Huang. I am an outreach fellow at GPCOG with the Resilience Corps.
Great. And can you briefly describe your role?
Part of my work as an outreach fellow, I spend like half my time between direct work within GPCOG and then the other half with Casco Bay Lines, CBL. Where I'm a health ambassador. Within GPCOG, I am currently working on helping to make our website and documentation more accessible for people who access the website using screen readers, or hopefully we're also moving towards making document summaries for people with low English proficiency.
That's all great. And how long have you lived in Portland?
I moved here in 2019, fall of 2019. I did a little bit of couch surfing pre-pandemic for about 6 months across a couple of friends' apartments. So I've been here since for about a little over a year now.
So you mentioned being a health ambassador for Casco Bay Lines. What exactly does it mean to be a health ambassador? Can you take us through your day-to-day or hour-to-hour tasks?
As a health ambassador, the primary goal is to really just to sort of help Casco Bay Lines with, I'm on one of their ferries, their passenger ferries to Peaks Island. And I just sort of help remind people to wear their masks properly, or like keep them over their nose. My day-to-day isn't really particularly exciting, I would say. I more or less just sort of check in, make some rounds on the boat, occasionally just chat with people if they have any questions regarding Casco Bay Lines policies or just COVID in general.
That must be kind of nice to get to interact with the community and be out in the field doing work.
It's been nice just sort of interacting with people in general. It's been nice just actually just being outside also, to be honest. The view is absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, like it was kind of funny actually. On Tuesday when we had that cold weather warning, it was super super windy and super chilly, and it was kind of funny, like just seeing everyone wearing their masks and just sort of like huddling behind them, using them as sort of like scarves just to like keep their faces warm. So yeah.
Yeah, I know. I've definitely enjoyed wearing my mask during the cold weather, acting as a, you know, just warmth.
Yeah.
How else are you serving the greater Portland region with the Resilience Corps?
Right now with GPCOG, I am helping out with finding ways to make our website more, generally just more accessible. At the moment, I'm also sort of helping to find some, I guess, not just our website, but also Zoom meetings as well. Right now, I'm working on to just sort of locate a couple of captioning resources for our Zoom meetings, especially for like Zoom webinars that might be public facing as well, where people might need captioning. We previously used like an automated captioning service, and that led to like some suboptimal results. So right now we're working on having like a live human captioning behind our, just like working behind the scenes for our Zoom meetings and webinars.
That's great. That's all really important work. How is your service helping to build more resilient communities in Greater Portland, Maine?
So my work with Casco Bay Lines as a public health ambassador helps to protect the community health, especially for Peaks Island. And in terms of my work on accessibility, I think ultimately, in some ways, it's kind of like those. Those curb cuts that you see. I feel that overall improving accessibility for the web, for technology, will help everyone.
Why did you join the Resilience Corps? What are you going to take with you from this experience?
I joined the Resilience Corps because I grew up in Maine. I grew up close to Augusta, and most of my childhood was spent in Maine. In some ways, I think living here in New England has definitely shaped the person who I am today. And yeah, I just want to give back to the community. And honestly, it sounds so cliche to say it, but these are like absolutely unprecedented times. And I wanted to do something to try and help the community, in some way to bounce back, hopefully get to a place better than where we left off before this whole pandemic just brought everything to a screeching halt.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, thank you so much, Yina.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening. To learn more about the Resilience Corps and for further stories by fellows, visit mainresiliency.org.